Thank you so, so much for holding. I do appreciate your patience in that. So let's go ahead and get this into the system. So we are okay with February 15th or later in February for the install?
Yep,
or did you want me to do for March?
No, February 15th will work for me. I know that's a Saturday. I just looked at the calendar. If they do it on
Saturday, typically
that's
it'll
fine.
Be 5 days after the fact. So we're looking at the earliest of the 20th to the 23rd, as far as that goes.
All right. So then, yep, that will be fine because I normally work a Friday, Fridays and Saturdays, but that's okay. I can try to make sure somebody's here.
Okay. No worries. Okay. I mean, we're not going to go ahead and schedule it today, but I can make a note in the account for that.
Oh, okay. All
right. Okay. And then how large would you say your home is in square footage?
I don't know. I think I want to say it's like about maybe 1500 square feet. I honestly don't know, to be honest with you. I've never done it. I'm trying to think here.
Well, another thing that you can always do is if you go on to, what's it called? If you go on to Zillow and
maybe
so that way, no, I mean, if you look up your address on Zillow, oftentimes it'll tell you what the square footage is.
Okay.
So just go to Zillow.com and then you can type in your address and then it'll pull up Zillow, Zillow.
Oh, let's see. Type in my address for search.
Yes.
Okay. It says 1475 for square feet.
1475?
Yep, that's what it says. Right.
Perfect. Well, the reason that I asked that is because we do recommend one extender to cover your whole home for the Wi-Fi. We don't charge for the first extender. Anything after that, we would charge $8 per month per extender, but we do include the one Wi-Fi extender at no cost. So that's included in your plan.
Okay.
So whenever we have like a home that's like 2,000 or more square feet, we usually recommend that you would probably need two extenders, so one of which is included. The other one you would have to pay for, but you're at 1,400, so you should be fine with just the one.
Okay. And if the guy comes and decides, you know, with the way my house's layout is or anything else, that it looks like I should have a second one, would they be able to put it in?
Yeah, they would definitely be able to talk to you about it and suggest to you about either calling it in or they'll make a note on
all
the
right.
account.
I was going to say, they would know better than I would, so... Okay, great.
Yeah, so absolutely. And then were you looking to add voice service to your account?
What is that?
Home phone service.
Oh, no.
Okay.
No.
All right, I figure I ask. And then do you rent or own?
I own.
And how are your current utility wires feeding your home, such as the electric? Is it through the air or under the ground?
Everything in this area is underground. They have the wires running underground in this area. Because I know they just went through and put some
conduits,
flags in the lawn first. I don't know what they're doing as far as something, but they had to like put where the wires were for Verizon and stuff like that.
Yeah, perfect. And then is your service address different than your billing address?
Nope, it's the same.
Okay. And then how do I spell your first name, please?
First name is B as in boy, E-R-N-A-D-E-T-T-E. Am I going to need to give you my like checking account or anything at this point?
You can or you can opt to put it in later.
Can we put it only because I just realized I have to be to work in 5 minutes here and I need to head out. So I'm going to take you in the car with me.
Yeah, that's fine.
But I just want to make sure I'm not going to need any other information to set this up.
Yeah, that's fine. No worries there. You can definitely head out the door with me on the phone and we can get this taken care of. And then you can add the auto pay later on, as long as it's before the installation date. That's all that matters.
Okay. And I could always call back to add that in, right?
Absolutely. Or you could do it online.
Okay.
All right. And what is the your last name, please?
Last name is Vohrer, V as in Victor, O-H-R-E-R.
V-O-H-R-E-R?
R-E-R, yeah.
Okay, I was making sure of that. And the best email address for you, please.
Okay, please don't laugh. It's been mine since I was 18. And we won't say how old I am, but I'm a grandma. it's M as in Mary, Y as in yellow, S as in Sam, E as in Edward, X as in X-ray, Y as in yellow, B as in boy, A as in apple, B as in boy, E as in Edward, 527@AOL.com.
Okay. No worries. So it's mysexybabe527@AOL.com, right?
Yes.
Okay,
yes.
Cool. Don't worry, I've got some crazy ones too.
My daughter has told me that, and this was for the last several years, she's like, Mom, you really need to change. It is embarrassing when you tell people what your email. And I'm like, hell, it's been mine since I was 18. And I said, and do you expect me to remember a new one now at my age?
Right, exactly. I mean, I have like 7 different email addresses and I can't keep track of them.
I was going to say, I can barely remember one, let alone several.
Yep, nope. I've got one for my photography. I've got one for my gaming community. I have just like a whole bunch of different emails. So yeah. And then of course I've got the ones for work. So
okay, can you hold on a second?
Say yeah, go for it.
My son wants to know, is it possible to set up your own Wi-Fi router?
Yes, but it's not
one for his gaming system.
Yeah, I mean, what I can do
through the cable.
So yes and no. So yes, we can set up your own Wi-Fi router. But the thing is that if there's any issues, the troubleshooting will be extremely limited. We do offer a really great router called Zycel, and that is the one that's provisioned for 2 gigs. So that if ever you need to upgrade to 2 gigs, especially for the gamer, at that point you'll have a more seamless kind of, you know, connection. And it would support it. But we have this system where we are able to see which devices are having trouble. We're able to narrow down exactly what the issue is, if ever there is an issue. So we do highly recommend ours just because it gives you full control of your own Wi-Fi as well and has a lot of great tools.
Okay. All right. He just sort of popped out the door to ask me that question because he just bought this router, because the router that the cable company has.
Yeah, the cable companies are not that great, especially for gaming. But for fiber, we also emphasize gaming. So we provide a router that we can give you that is included in your price that would help with the seamless lag. Like, there's no lag. So seamless reduction in lag, I should say.
Yeah, because
I'm a gamer myself.
Because he went and bought the new router, and he's actually got a cord, which he's got stringing through my house here to go down to it, plug in his actual computer to, so he could do his gaming. And, you know, I guess, you know, he just wants to make sure he's not going to have an issue, that's all.
Yeah, absolutely. That's understandable. Yeah, so you're talking about the Ethernet cable. I'm actually currently in the process of doing my house the same way. So
okay, I don't know these things, so.
No, you're good. You're good. That's what I'm here for. I'm actually in the process of drilling a hole in my ceiling to get the Ethernet cable upstairs.
Oh, okay, yeah.
I just need a longer drill bit.
He's down in my basement, so he's got it twined around the stairwell, you know, tacked into the wall going down at the bottom step of this thing. He's got it going across and taped up with duct tape right now.
Until he can find some appropriate,
yeah.
Yeah, no, I get it.
So maybe this new internet will actually be better for his gaming, and he won't have to worry about an Ethernet cable.
Yeah, exactly.
Whatever it's called.
Ethernet, yeah. Ethernet. Some people call it different things.
Like I said, I didn't know. I just know it's a cord.
Yeah.
It looks like a big, long extension cord.
It looks like a big, long telephone line, just a little bit longer, like a little bit larger. Yeah. What is the best phone number that you'd like on the account, please?
518-755-1544.
Okay. And then did you want a secondary number on the account?
It's a cell phone. It's the only thing I have.
Okay. Nope, that's perfectly fine.
I have to ask my son if he'd want his on there or whatever, but...
Yeah, and I mean, it's addable at any time.
Yeah, I was going to say, I might have to add his in case there's ever a reason that he might need to call or something like that if there's an issue or something. So, okay. But I got time to do that or whatever, yeah.
Absolutely, there's always time to do that. Yeah, that's not a requirement right now. And then how did you want us to contact you prior to your installation and for any future notifications regarding your account? We have the option of phone, email, or text.
A phone or text is my best.
Okay. I can put down text because that is the most direct way without bothering you while you're at work.
Yep. Okay, that would be fine.
Just so you're aware, messaging data rates may apply depending on your carrier, of course.
Yeah.
That way we just only send you non-advertisement texts such as, you know, order confirmation, updates about your order status. You can confirm your installation appointment reminders, things like that, you know, where it's always going to be account specific. Okay.
Yep.
And I know we're skipping on the ACH right now, so I did go ahead and sign you up for...
Actually, I grabbed it with me here. I just pulled it to work. They can wait 2 minutes for me to come inside.
Oh, okay.
I sort of volunteer to help out with handicaps, so they can...
Oh, that's nice.
All right. What do you need for
routing and account number, and then to know if, you know, you have a middle initial.
I don't have a middle initial. No middle name.
Okay.
My maiden name was longer than my first name, so my parents thought that it was, you know, bad enough they gave me that, they didn't give me a middle name, and then a year later they had my younger sister, whose first name is the same length as mine, and they went and gave her Johanna as a middle name, so she got dinged for both of us. routing number is 22137467.
Okay. And to confirm, that is the Bank of Greene County?
Yes, it is.
Okay. What is the account number, please?
Account number is 520-324-6500.
Okay. And then Bernadette, how do I spell your last name once more, please?
It's V as in Victor, O-H-R-E-R.
Okay. Awesome. All right, and this is a checking account or is it a savings account?
It's a checking account.
And do you authorize direct debit payment every month when the bill is due?
Yes, I do.
Okay, perfect. All right, I am going to put into the notes, I am going to go ahead and put into the notes that everything is buried.
Yes.
Is there a conduit?
What does that mean?
It's like a, kind of like in a sense, like a tube in order for us to like string the line through.
That I don't know. I'm going to assume there's probably something that the wires, if they're buried in the ground, would have to have something, right?
Not always.
I don't know.
Sometimes they do bury just bare.
I don't know then. I can't answer that.
Nope,
for
that's
you.
Okay. No worries. All right. And then did you have any comments or questions for our text?
Not at the moment.
All right. I'm just putting in another note real quick.
Okay.
Gosh, I can't type. So I did ask for them to provide you with the Zycel router, which is the router that would be able to handle the 2 gig in case you guys do decide to upgrade. That way, you know, there's no issues whatsoever for your son and his gaming.
Okay.
Okay. So come around the 15th of February. We should be reaching out to you for scheduling.
Okay, perfect. Thank you.
All right, perfect. Was there anything else I could help with today?
Nope, nothing that I can think of at the moment. If I have any other questions, I can always give a call back. I thank you for your time, and you have a great Christmas.
All right, you as well, and thank you so much for calling our Shop Fiber. I hope you have a fantastic holiday season, and have a great day at work.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Thanks. Bye-bye.